Welcome to The Fake Show, and now I introduce a man who is clever and witty, and I could go on and on, except I'm having a terrible time reading his handwriting. Here's Jim Tofte.
Before we take this any further, I need you all to turn over your weapons. Stay. You hand them over.
We don't know if we want to stay.
If we were going to use them, we would have started already. It's a good thing we're here.
A recent episode of AMC's The Walking Dead, the show that my next guest starred on for three seasons. Now, Irony Singleton has a new autobiography entitled Blindsided by The Walking Dead, and he's on the phone with us right now.
Hello. Good morning. Good morning to you, Jim, in Vegas.
Yes. Where are you, Irony? Where are you today?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta, GA.
So you still live in the place where you grew up?
That's right. Well, not quite. Not in that neighborhood.
Right.
I'm still right. I'm northwest of the city these days.
Well, everyone, of course, knows you as T-Dog from The Walking Dead, and you're out with this, I think, brilliantly titled autobiography, Blindsided by The Walking Dead. And before we get into the book, I mean, you were on that show for what was supposed to be a limited time. Is that correct? You were just supposed to be on for a few episodes.
Yes, sir. Just a very limited time. And I was told that, Frank Darabont told me that I was supposed to do only two, maybe three episodes. And as time wore on, he continued to say, man, it's hard to kill your character off. I can't do it. And it turned into three seasons, so it was great.
So the original thought was that you were going to be killed off after just a couple.
Yes. Episode three at latest.
Everybody really loved your character. It's very memorable. Was it important for you that you went out, you kind of went out as a hero?
It meant a lot to me because it serves to this plight that I'm on of loving everybody and giving back whenever I can and whenever it makes sense and inspiring hope in everyone. And so it aligned perfectly with my mission in life as a person, as Irony, and not just the character T-Dog. So that was very special.
It's really, really nicely written. And the writers, if it's done right, they get to know you and they write for you. Is that kind of how this worked out for you?
I think that's exactly what happened. And I built meaningful relationships, not just with my castmates, and lifelong, lasting relationships, but with the producers, with the writers, and they got to know me, and I think that's exactly what happened and what they did.
How did this role come to you, by the way? I mean, I'm sure that when you see the name Frank Darabont, you know, there's no way you could say no to it.
And that's how the role came to me. That's basically what made me want to be a part of it, because I wanted no parts of a horror television show. Jim, because I was traumatized as a kid from watching so many horror movies and so much horror television, like Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th and Child's Play, Chucky, and all that stuff. So when I got older, my agent told me, he asked if I wanted to be a part of a horror zombie show, and I was like, not really. And he told me, Frank, right. But once he told me that Frank Darabont was a part of it, then I instantly knew that I wanted to be a part of it.
We're talking to Irony Singleton, and the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, is the new autobiography. The title comes from, you know, probably the two biggest things you've been in, The Walking Dead and Blindside. You grew up in the mean streets of Atlanta. You alluded to it a few moments ago. You had an abused childhood and a drug-infested neighborhood, and I think it's just so inspirational to read this book, and it's a real page-turner, by the way. To watch someone rise up from nothing and achieve so much, I mean, it's got to be great for you to probably hear from people who've been inspired by it.
Oh, well, thank you so very much. And it means everything to me. It sums up my existence on this planet. It is the reason why I'm here. If I'm not serving to benefit others or to ignite hope in individuals, I don't want to be here. It kind of takes me back to my feeling of not wanting to be here on this planet when my mother died when I was 18. I didn't want to live anymore because I had experienced so much heartache and pain and depression. But now, if I'm not experiencing that feeling of elation from having inspired somebody, just the opposite of how I was feeling at that time, if I'm not doing that, then I don't want to be here.
How difficult was this for you to write?
It was. It wasn't that difficult because I had already had my moment of catharsis. I had gotten to the point to where I could share, you know, I would share my story with anybody I would come in contact with. Back in 2000, when I moved to L.A. for a stint, I coined the term, the name Irony, which means an eagle in flight with an unbroken spirit. I was born Robert Singleton. That's what I have on my birth certificate, but I wanted something to serve as an icebreaker. So at that time, I realized what my purpose was here on this earth, and I had already gotten to the point to where I would share my story with anybody that was willing to listen, anybody that was going through something in life, and they needed encouragement, they needed inspiration. So that was 10 years prior to, so it was not prior to writing, well, actually over a decade prior to writing the book. So it wasn't really hard at all.
What was it in your life that you finally turned the corner? I know you played football at Georgia and you got into the theater department. Were those the kind of things that you said, hey, this is something I can really get involved in?
I would say so, but football was my saving grace. And I needed that when I was in the projects because I needed an outlet. As a young male, teenager, with all of this energy, all this testosterone, and not to mention all the anger and at times, the hopelessness that I felt at times, the depression coming from dealing with verbal and physical abuse and poverty, and I needed something. And football was that something because I hadn't truly solidified my relationship with God, although I had a belief in God. Football was major for me. And then later on, getting, you know, confirmation from my teacher or teachers saying that I had a pretty decent speaking voice, so I would enter into oratorical contests. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute, maybe I could do something with this. I found that I got joy out of being on stage and entertaining people and making them feel good about themselves, about life. So I said, yeah, these two could work for me. So I thought that I would go from the NFL right to Hollywood, but God had other plans in mind. And I'm kind of glad looking in retrospect because I got tired of being injured. I got tired of the injury, going to treatment, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning for treatment. Oh,
and you know what? Look at all these guys, Irony, who are retiring now at the age of 30. There were like three or four guys this week in the NFL who just retired at that age.
You know, and I'm not surprised at all. We are bigger, faster, stronger, meaning we can wreak more havoc on that field. So it's taking the toll. When we every collision is like a car collision. So people, we're not lasting as long as the athletes back did.
People might also recognize you as the bad guy, Alton, from Blindside. Were you that guy, or did you know that guy growing up?
I could have easily been that guy in Hold, but I had some of those traits. I was, but I was one mainly for the underdog. I never liked anybody to pick on people that couldn't look out for themselves. So I was the one that kind of interjected and took on that fight for the underdog, and which was wrong also. I shouldn't have done that. But, I just didn't like to see people mistreated, especially if they couldn't take care of themselves. And they weren't out inflicting that type of injustice upon other people. So, yeah, but I could have easily been that person and told, like, Alton. Yeah, scared to think that.
I went and I rewatched the scene, because I hadn't seen it for a while, of your last episode on The Walking Dead. Was that a fun experience for you to be eaten by the walkers?
It was a painful experience. No, it was sad.
Yeah.
And it was exciting, though, because, you know, I love the action in the show, but also love the very solemn moments, too, the conversation where there's the character building. But that was my last week on the set, and that was actually my last day on the set. And all of those relationships that I had created over the years and those people I've come to love, they've become my second family, it was time to walk away from those.
Yeah.
And that's what's so sad about it. Yeah, it was tough.
I just have a picture that there've got to be some pretty funny outtakes from that show.
it was such, it's such a tough show to shoot. It's maybe behind the scenes or something. Yeah, we didn't, I don't know, when the director said action, we got a lot of laughs in, but that was through the bonding and, you know, a few jokes here and there, but mainly they came from Bernthal. John Bernthal, a lot of people wouldn't know how funny he is. So he played Shane on the show, by the way.
Right, right.
But yeah, he has this subtle humor about himself. And every now and then, Norman Reedus could get a good one off. But for the most part, it was serious business. And we did what we had to do to create a great show. But we had some very memorable moments behind the scenes, too.
Now, is that sound that the walkers make, is that something that's added in later?
It is, for the most part. There's a bit of grumbling while, you know, at that time, while we're shooting. But then they go and they CGI a lot of stuff from the show. So, yeah, they do add that later.
Well, the book is called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. It's Irony Singleton's new autobiography. Brutally honest, but I think every chapter is just something that people can really grab onto. Been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. And you have fun out there in Vegas. I need to get back out there. It's been a while. And if people want to get it, I would highly encourage anybody to get it who's ever dealt with hardship or pain or struggle. And that's everybody, right? Because nobody's immune to the trials and tribulations of life. But go to Amazon to get it, or Barnes & Noble. They'll order it for you if they don't have it. And my website, Irony Singleton, where I personalize the books and the show as well. So if my one-man play comes to Vegas or a city near you, I would highly encourage you to come out to watch the play.
Well, you're an inspiration. We appreciate you, and it's been just great talking to you, buddy.
Thank you, Brother Jim. I love you and your listeners, and you continue doing what you're doing. Much continued success. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
The new season of The Walking Dead is on every Sunday night on AMC, immediately followed by The Talking Dead. And be sure to check out Irony's new book at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And as always, thanks for stopping by our podcast at thefakeshow.com.
Thanks for tuning in to The Fake Show podcast. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow along on Twitter.